Blog Talk Radio.
That you are joining us today on this beautiful Sunday in Washington. Today our show is about elections update across America. We will be discussing hot topic issues. We will also, at the end of the show, we're going to give the results of the poll. So during the show, call in 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914, and whether you are for Obama or for Mitt Romney. And at the end of the show, like I said, we will give the results, what was the outcome. And as you call in, you are more than welcome to voice your opinion on different hot topic subjects, which Shab will speak about more in depth later in the show. As always, we start the show out with entertainment news, and then Shab does the news of the weird, and, of course, the sports report, and we get into our topic for today. Bernice is not able to be with us today. She's taking a sick leave, but she'll be back with us next Sunday. So, Chauvinet, go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty. And with that, we will begin. Oh, we got to do announcement, birthdays. So happy birthday to Joe Harding, happy birthday to Jackson Terry, happy birthday to Clyde Rattler Jr., our cousin in California, happy birthday to my sister Lena, to Chauvinet, our producer and switchboard operator, and also to Nikoya. Happy birthday to all.
Yay.
Yay, yeah. I know, huh? Okay, so we'll begin the show with entertainment news. Oh, boy. Here we go. Entertainment news.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Grandma, reality star and actress Nene Leakes is introducing her new granddaughter to the world. Briaja Bryant is 2 months old and is the daughter of Nene's oldest son, Bryce. Leakes was not happy with the news that she was going to be a grandmother at the age of 44. But she says she is happy now with the new addition to her family. Leakes is a star of the Real Housewives of Atlanta show, y'all, if you've ever watched that. She's got a new show coming on NBC called The New Normal. And you can see her and little Briaja in the latest issue of Touch magazine.
Oh,
singer
Lord,
Lauryn Hill, huh? I'm sorry.
I said, oh, Lord, she pimping out her grandchild. Boy, she'll do anything to stay in the limelight. I ain't mad. Hang on to your 15 minutes.
Well,
uh-oh.
Singer Lauryn Hill is facing a tough fall this season. Hill is having tax problems. She owes the IRS $1.8 million. And the state of New Jersey, $500,000. She faces 3 years in jail and is scheduled to be sentenced in late November. Hill is the mother of 6 kids, recently turned down an opportunity to be interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. Hill says she has no desire to go public with her personal problems. I don't blame you, girlfriend. Kudos to you for that.
Yeah, she never really has, though. That's never really been her thing. It's usually through her music you hear what she's going through.
Yeah, okay. Okay, would you pay over $300 for a pair of sneakers? How about if a basketball champion and Olympic gold medalist asked you to? Basketball superstar LeBron James has had an outstanding year, an NBA title, an Olympic gold medal, the league's most valuable player title, and an engagement to a longtime girlfriend, Savannah Brinson. But now he is catching flack for his new line of sneakers, LeBron X. It's coming out this fall, folks, and the rumor retail price is $315. Would you buy a pair of Chabonet?
Hell no. But I don't own Jordans either, so, you know, that's just not my, it's just not my thing. I'm not into tennis shoes like that. But people will. That's the thing. People are going to go out and buy these $300-plus-some-dollar shoes. So he's going to make the money. I mean, people can be, oh, that's ridiculous. He doesn't need that money. Well, it's not, you know, it's not just him. Who is he with? Is he with a, is it Adidas, Nike? Who's it with?
That's a good question.
It might be Adidas. Oh, okay. Well, whoever it is.
From the design of the shoe, it doesn't say, but I think it's Adidas.
Well, yeah.
Well,
see, that,
no, it's Nike. He's got the check mark on the shoe. There's a gold check mark. It's Nike.
Oh, okay.
Nike.
Well, see, Nike's the one who's going to make the bulk of the money. I mean, LeBron will get some change from it, but Nike's going to make the most because they have LeBron's name on that tennis shoe. I ain't mad. People are going to buy it, so, and there'll probably be lines outside for it, as usual, just like every time a Jordan drops, old or new.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, well, kudos and good luck to you, LeBron. I hope you do well in that endeavor. Okay, live with Kelly, daytime talker. She's finally got a permanent person to take Regis' place. It is Michael Strahan. He's the former football star with the New York Giants and sports analyst. He is also the boyfriend of Nicole Murphy, the ex-wife of Eddie Murphy. Strahan is going to be a guest, a great addition to the show. He is personable and funny. Strahan has been a regular guest host on Live with Kelly, and the two have fantastic chemistry. All right. This is a great move for Strahan. The show airs locally at 9 a.m. on ABC.
Wow, that is definitely a change because he's always done sports.
Yes, but congratulations to him. He's doing really good. He is funny. I've seen him in his analyst. But you know what? He's good about it. He doesn't.
Yes,
you know what
he
is. It's not an awkward or ugly type of thing, you know.
No, Oh, I'm going to have to DVR that. Just check out one episode.
Well, Tracee Ellis Ross is not returning to BET. I'm kind of sad about that. Ross starred in the BET original sitcom Read Between the Lines. It was a much-hyped show, but had no buzz once it premiered. BET took its time recommitting to the show. Well, Ross thought they took too long, and so she has decided to move on. She will not be a part of the show. Read Between the Lines will continue with Malcolm Jamal Warner. The show is scheduled to resume next fall. Well.
Is he's just going to be a single father now?
I guess so.
But,
you know,
okay.
It makes me wonder because the two oldest kids are by her first marriage, and then they have a daughter together. And she plays a psychiatrist, and he plays a professor. Actually, they are the new Cosbys.
Yeah. You know,
like
I've seen the show.
Cosby
yeah, I liked
show.
It. Yeah, it was
mm-hmm.
good.
I did, too. I thought it was a good family show. I really did. Maybe BET just did not advertise it enough, like some of their other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They should have advertised it more, kind of saturated the network, because that was a good family show.
It was. I liked it because it was around my age. You know, that's around us. And it was realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, for
yep.
dramatic offense, yeah, they had some of those scenes, but overall it was realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Well, the Soul Train Music Awards are moving to Las Vegas. The show will air on the Centric Network in November.
What was it usually,
time,
in New York?
I thought so.
Oh, okay.
Or is it L.A.? I think usually aren't those there in L.A.?
No, you said it's moving to L.A.?
To Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misheard that. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They're going to be in Las Vegas this time, so that ought to be interesting. At press time, the final decision on who will be a judge on American Idol and yet to be on American Idol has not been finalized. Will it be Nicki Minaj or Kanye West? Mariah Carey is already confirmed to be a judge, but she is not happy with the rumored choices. Carey 42 wants to be the only female judge. She is not feeling having to share the spotlight with the 29-year-old Minaj. The producers have to make a decision soon. One decision has already been made. Randy Jackson is going to move into a new role. He will no longer be a judge, but he will remain on the show as a mentor to contestants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, really, she's trying to call the shots already?
Yeah, ain't that something? Well, you know, what was her contract, $31 million?
I thought it was $18 million.
$18 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Because they paid, I think, Jennifer Lopez $20 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, okay.
I guess she's calling the shots. If they want her on the show, they're gonna have to deal with her ego, I guess.
Wow.
She's all that in a bag of chips, huh, Mariah?
She's good luck. I'd rather have Nicki Minaj than Kanye, but that's just a personal opinion.
Okay. No better than me.
Mm.
Well, author Zane has one of her bestsellers coming to the big screen. Zane is known for her erotic novels, and the book Addicted is coming to theaters. Word has it actress Nia Long is set to star in the movie as a successful but sex addict businesswoman. You know what? She'd be perfect for that role. If you
she would.
Nia, she'd be perfect. I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you're not hip to Zane, go out and buy this book. She has several books out. But go out and buy this book, Addicted. I guarantee you, you will not put this book down. It is addicting, not only addicted, the title of the book, but it's addicting because you got to know what's going to be the next thing that's going to happen. But
mm-hmm.
It is good. It is good. Remember, Shab, when I got the book, I sat up. I came over to your house and spent the night. I sat up all night reading that book.
Oh, yeah. It's a turn pager. Oh, yeah.
It is. Once you're into it, it's hard to put. I mean, I'm not going to say hard. I don't know how you can put it down, you know, other than maybe eating or going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
but anyway,
most of her books are like that. They're good.
Yeah, she's a very good author, excuse me. So I'm just telling, but her book, Addicted, I think that's the one that set it off for her, wasn't it? That people really got to know who she was after reading Addicted.
You know what? I'm not sure. I know it was one of them. I know it was one of those books that just blew up.
Yeah, because I think her first three were quite popular, and Addicted was one of them. But I think that's the one that put her on the map.
Oh,
okay. Well, anyway, Olympic darling Gabby Douglas will be on the cover of the September 3rd issue of Jet magazine. Check her out this Sunday with Oprah Winfrey on the next chapter.
Oh.
Yeah. The second season of The X Factor debuts September 12th through the 13th on Fox with new judges Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, and with returning judges Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid. Okay, and I don't know if anybody's had the chance yet to check out the R&B Divas on TV One. To me, it's just like an updated version that's a little bit tamer than basketball-wise. So you make your own decisions and check it out for yourself.
Whose wives are on there?
let's see. We got Faith Evans, Selena Johnson, Kiki Wyatt, and Nikki Gilbert, and Monifa Carter.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard
of
that.
Only one I know on there is Faith Evans. I don't know who those other women are.
Monifa, is that the one that was married to Dr. Dre?
I don't know, honey.
She came out with that show. No, that's Michelle A. I'm mixing up. Oh, okay. All right. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all the entertainment news we have. So we're going to take a short break. And when we return, folks, Chabonet will be giving us news of the weird and also the sports scores for today. So hang in there with us. And don't forget, the show is about elections update across America. And that number is 646-727-2914. Area code 646-272914. And we'll be back in 5. Don't touch that dial.
And welcome back to LSV in the studio with Lynis, Chabonet, and Vernice. And today our co-host Vernice is out of the office today, enjoying a day off. And me and Lynis are going to keep the show going. And today I'm going to give you the news of the weird. And these are true stories that take place all across the world. And you just cannot believe these stories are true. Are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. So the first story, periodically, News of the Weird reports on foreigner cuisines that most Americans find undelectable. A June Wall Street Journal story featured a hearty, fun-loving group of New Yorkers, the Innard Circle, who dine monthly at out-of-the-way ethnic restaurants in order to sample such dishes as camel's eyeball, which is way different from a goat's eyeball, said one of the members, and crispy colorectal, and had recently learned from a non-English speaking waitress that they had just consumed bull's diaphragm. Another member admitted an element of showing off to the exercise and acknowledged that not all rookie members return for a second meal. The one body part that no one seems to recall having tried yet, a uterus.
Okay. It was their burp.
Yeah, just a little. In June, inmate Michelle Richards, 33 years old, was about to begin her sentence at Albany County, New York jail when guards discovered a hypodermic needle and 7 packets of heroin inside her vagina. She had been arrested for possessing a needle and heroin in her bra. Richard's arrest came about a week after inmate Andrea Amantides was caught at the very same jailhouse using the same hiding place to sneak in heroin and 256 prescription pills, reported by the News of the Weird 8 weeks ago. Antonetta's stash was discovered when the baggie holding it became dislodged and broke open on the floor.
God.
Oh, God. That is just disgusting.
Half disgusting.
Yeah, this sometimes you just. News of the Weird has reported several times on farmers who are certain that treating their cows to better lifestyles improves the quality of their milk and their meat. In July, London's Daily Telegraph and a dispatch from Paris touted Jean Charles Teveste experiment feeding 3 cows with a fine wine for 4 months in a mixture along with the usual barley and hay. They loved it and consumed it with relish, said the farm's owner. The resulting meat labeled a delicacy in Paris restaurants. So, hey, go figure. You can laugh, but, hey, you never know.
Hey, French will eat anything. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead now.
No. And that is all the stories for the News of the Weird. And I'm going to go ahead and give the scores for the Major League Baseball. And I'm going to blend it all together between the American League and the National League. In the bottom of the 8th, the Twins are beating the Rangers 6-5. The bottom of the 8th, the Marlins are beating the Dodgers 4-2. Wow, good game. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. The Mariners, right now they're losing 3-4. It is delayed. I don't know why. Our game is delayed due to rain in the bottom of the 7th inning. Wow. We're about 30 minutes south of Seattle, and it's not raining out here. Huh. Okay, no ETA.
Are they playing here in Seattle?
Apparently so, yes.
It's not raining over here?
No, it's not. Maybe they're in Chicago. I'm not sure.
They must not be here in Seattle because the sun is out.
Yeah, because I was going to say we're 30 minutes of there, but we're not that drastic in weather changes. Anyhow, Tigers beat the Angels 5-2. The Cubs and Rockies game is delayed at this time. The start of the game is being delayed to rain. The Cubs are winning 5-0. The Yankees beat the Indians 4-2. The Braves and the Giants play tonight on ESPN and ESPN3 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. The Cardinals beat the Reds 8-2. Right now, the game has been postponed due to rain for the Blue Jays and the Orioles. The Red Sox beat the Royals 8-6. The Mets beat the Astros 2-1. And the Phillies beat the Nationals 7-1. And damn, the Brewers beat the shit out the Pirates 7-0. Woo!
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the baseball. Ooh, wee.
Yeah, y'all got toe up from the flow up. Sorry about that. And, you know, right now we got our preseasons going right now for the NFL. Now, some people take their preseasons quite seriously. Some people, on the other hand, don't. But this is the opportunity where coaches get to see the players they want to keep, the players they want to cut. And for people who didn't know, sorry to tell you, but Terrell Owens got cut from the Seahawks.
Yeah, I didn't understand that because I was going to ask Coach about that. How come he got cut?
I didn't get the details of why he got cut, but he did. But he did because they were going to pay him almost $1 million for the year contract. But there's, what do I want to say? He's got some kind of clauses in there that even if he didn't get picked up with the Seahawks, he'll still get some change out of it.
Oh, yeah, he'll get a little money. But, gosh, I wonder, did they think he was too old compared to the other wingback and runners?
Well,
he's 38, and those guys are in their 20s.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I was hearing on Cairo News on 97.3 FM, they were saying the coaches look at, you know, how many catches you can make, how quick you can sprint. Gosh, what else was it? It was a few other things in numbers, which I didn't get all of it, but I was like, well, apparently he didn't make the cut, period, so.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Too bad.
That's
but
too
here
bad,
are the scores.
I could see him taking the Seahawks somewhere. I really could if they'd have given him a chance because of his experience.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And plus he could help out the younger players, but, you know,
now
the
that
owners
I,
and the
I
managers.
Agree with.
Yeah, but, you know, the owners and the managers know best who they want for the team. So,
yeah,
okay.
So, well, good luck to them. Well, tonight's Sunday Night Football is on NBC, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. It's the Panthers versus the Jets. But here are the scores.
Yeah, he's going to win the Jets. Go ahead.
Huh? Okay.
I can tell he's going to win the Jets.
Right now they're 0-2. The Panthers are 1-1.
Go ahead.
But the final scores, 49ers beat the Broncos 29-24. The Packers beat the Bengals 27-13. That was Thursday's game, if anybody caught that. The Jaguars lost to the Ravens 48-17. The Titans beat the Cardinals 32-27. The Eagles beat the Browns 27-10. The Falcons, damn, beat the mess out the Dolphins 23-6. The Buccaneers beat the Patriots 30-28. The Seahawks whooped the mess out the Chiefs 44-14. Go Seahawks.
All right, Seahawks. Let me give them a little hand clap. Thank you, Seahawks.
The Chargers beat the Vikings 12-10. The Bears beat the Giants 20-17. That was a good game if anybody caught that. The Redskins beat the Colts 30-17. The Steelers, beat the Bills 38-7. The Raiders beat the Lions 31-20, and the Cowboys beat the Rams by 1 point, 20-19. Would I be grateful? Maybe.
Well, is the Denver 49ers game over with? Because that was on earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The 49ers beat the Broncos 29-24.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that wasn't too bad of a game. Okay.
And the Saints beat the Texans 34-27.
Okay.
And that's
right.
This week's score of the NFL.
Thank you, Miss Okay. So at this time, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we will begin the show. And just for all you listeners out there, some of the hot topic issues that Chauvinet and I will be covering is the abortion debate, illegal immigration, the Iraqi war, pay-as-you-go budgeting, tax cuts, and also universal health care, just to name a few. So when we come back, be sure and call in because, like I said, we are taking a vote. Do you want to see President Obama or Mitt Romney for president? This is just a mock vote just to get an idea. And like I said, at the end of the show, we will give out the results of how many for Obama, President Obama, and how many for Mitt Romney. So we'll be back real quick. Don't move that dial.
We're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing.
Welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with LSV. That's Lena, Chabonet, and Vernice. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. I'm going to give a little bit of the hot topic hot button political issues, and I'm going to turn it over to Chabonet. Now, the abortion debate for decades, pro-life and pro-choice groups have used every presidential election to sound off on the abortion issue. In illegal immigration, a combination of 9/11 security measures as well as increasing economic protections have made the immigration debate front and center the past few years. Pat Buchanan and Lou Dobbs lead the debate in the media while George Bush draws from his experience as a border state governor to come up with innovative strategies. The Iraqi war, mission accomplished? I don't think so. Thousands dead, a growing insurgency, failed intelligence, and no end in sight make this issue a favorite for Democrats. Pay-as-you-go budgeting. The country does not seem to control itself financially when the same party controls both Congress and the White House. But when the power is split, balancing the budget becomes in vogue since there is inevitable gridlock anyway. Tax cut supply side economics. Thanks to Ronald Reagan, Republicans have an excuse to cut taxes on the rich. They can claim that supply side economics helped the poor more than the union subsidies, and the Democrats like to pass. Universal health care. Every election cycle, we hear about the 40 million uninsured citizens. There are no shortage of proposed solutions, but none are guaranteed to work. All right, Chabonet, what do you have over there?
I have the same things you did. Also, jobs and economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jobs are coming, but slowly but surely, not too much. More private companies are hiring, a little bit more for government jobs, but the economy is pretty much at a standstill at this time. The people or consumers are still saving money because now, again, on the West Coast, our gas is starting to go up to an oil reformatory catching on fire in California. So we are inching back up towards $4. I believe California is already over $4, and we are averaging at $3.90 at this time in Washington State. Also, guns are an issue. Gun shows, should they have regulations put on them to also go through the screening as if a person who wants to become a gun owner goes into a gun store where you have to fill out the forms, they fingerprint you, they have to also do a criminal background check. Now, some of these things should have already been done when you went to get your certified, your concealer's weapon permit. Now, you go through a fingerprint, you also go through form stuff as well. Well, so does the gun store. Now, that takes a few days. Why a lot of people like going to gun shows is because that particular, there is no delay. I'll just put it to you like that. You can go there and purchase a gun, period.
Yeah, amen, yeah.
And so that needs more regulations. And then we have our social issues, as in gay marriage, same-sex marriage, where some states have approved it. Some states have not recognized gay marriage, but they recognize domestic partnership, which is still either two men or two women.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, federal spending. You know, where are we cutting? Where are we borrowing? Where are we giving money? Like, the war is costing us just trillions of dollars. We don't have that. We do not have that. Look at our country right now. And then I was reading a story. Our money is even less than New Zealand. No offense, my New Zealand people, but really? Their money is damn near, $1.50 more than ours.
And that's a small country. Well,
yes.
The same with Canada. You know, now if we go up to Canada, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump for us from Seattle,
mm-hmm.
their money is worth more, and always our money was worth more than Canada. Now our money is deflated. It's less.
Yes.
You lose money going to Canada now. So.
Mm-hmm. That's why we don't travel up there as much. We go and see our girls,
like
Lasanti and Artie, but that's about it because we lose money. But now it's actually an opportunity for Canadians. They come down here to America, and now they're enjoying the benefits we have been reaping for years. So, you know, it's their
true.
Turn.
Yeah, this is true. it's got to be a balance there somewhere. So you're correct. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Then we also have the Affordable Health Care Act, which the presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, vows to repeal when he gets in office, if he gets in office, which is astonishing because it's pretty much the same type of health care bill he passed as governor for Massachusetts. So that, again, shows that other side of his flakiness. For me,
well,
me
it's
personally,
a contradictory.
I mean,
either you're for it or you're not Mitt Romney. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be
exactly.
both ways, be one way in your legislature and then in Congress be another. So, you know, there needs to be some consistency there.
Well, just like the GOP, they're getting ready to have their convention in Florida, and actually they have delayed it one day due to Hurricane, is it Isaac? I think is coming up the coast. So just to be on the safe side, they have delayed the GOP or the Republican National Committee convention for one day. But one of the issues the GOP is concerned about is that, you know, of course, abortion, this will always be a topic, pro-life is you're for keeping the not terminating pregnancy. Pro-choice is you are for terminating pregnancy. And Mitt Romney is, well, if a woman has been raped, you know, then yes, she should have the right to have an abortion. Well, quite a few conservatives in the GOP, including the Tea Party, even though they call themselves the Tea Party, they're somewhat undercover Republicans. But again, Republicans have been kind of steered away from the Tea Party too, so it's weird, but they benefit off each other. But some of the Republicans are very conservative, and it doesn't matter if you were raped. You know, you still need to have that baby. They feel it's not the baby's fault. And, I mean, we all know the GOP nominee for Senate in Missouri, Todd Atkin. I mean, he was saying if a woman is legitimately raped, she did. Yes, I said legitimately raped. We'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. If she's raped, her body can shut down the pregnancy. Now, there were tests done so many years ago that a woman could shut down a pregnancy, and there's no scientific evidence that there is. No, we cannot do that. Men, even women who want to believe that, we cannot shut down a pregnancy. Just think it in, oh, I'm not pregnant. No, it doesn't happen like that. And there's no such thing as a legitimate rape. What he was trying to say, and other folks have tried to distinguish as in, it's forced rape is what legitimate rape, as in if you go on a date and you're slipped a roofie, and even though you're blacked out and cannot defend yourself, that's really not forced rape. Are you kidding me, people? Rape is rape, period.
Thank you. I don't care how you say it or make it look pretty or dress it up. Rape is rape, period.
Exactly.
It. Whether it's on a date or you just walking down the street getting off work and get attacked, you know.
Exactly.
Coming from school, as it has happened to some teenagers just walking home from school and they get attacked and raped or beat up. So, yeah, when he came out with that statement, I'm surprised that Romney still kept him because, to me, that was a deficit.
No,
that
he didn't. No, Todd Atkin is on his own.
Oh, Todd Atkin, I'm thinking of Ryan, but Ryan made some stupid ones too. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, he did because he is very pro-life. He's a very conservative Republican. Yeah, that's his choice. Yeah, because that man seems to be against a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, and Todd, speaking back on him, now, you know, the Republicans asked him to step down. Did he do that? I'm sorry.
No, he did not. He's adamant. He is running all the way. He said the Missouri people want him, and he's going all the way. And I can't even think of his opponent's name. It's a woman. She actually wants him to stay in the race because she feels it would help her
win her nomination.
Exactly. Because actually, if he gets the seat in Missouri, it's going to rock the boat for Democrats in the Senate. Because we have the Democrats, have control of the Senate. Republicans have control of the House. Do I have that right, or is that reversed? Yes.
Yes. Well, so. I tell you, somebody need to out him out the office. But like I said, you're right. He's being very adamant, which I think is foolish. But in his mind, he doesn't think he's said anything or done anything wrong. And mind you, folks, if you're listening, this is a person that if he wins the election and go to Congress, oh, well, you put him there. You can't say nothing. If you don't vote for him, he can't make the office.
Yep, exactly. And the Democrats do run the Senate. I was right. The Republicans run the House. Yeah, so, I mean, that's another issue to look at. Our national security. I mean, come on, do we have to go back to the incident that took place in Colombia? I mean, where is the money going? What are you people doing? You knew the president was coming down here, and you were worried about Punani. You know, that is an issue. And then it started coming out. I mean, of course, they pretty much hushed the story pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But it came out that this was not the first time. They just got caught. That's the difference. This would have been going on. But you have to think about, is that where the federal spending is going? That's the kind of national security we have? Now, I know it's not all Secret Service men. I know we have more good federal agents than we do bad. But, you know, what an embarrassment to the United States.
We have more.
But
also, that was the third instance, too, of them not covering for Obama. You know, those two other instances, I can't think right now, where they fail to cover him, where people just walked up or they got too close to him. Where was the
the Christmas party where that couple came in?
Well, since then, that was the first one with the couple that came in, but there's been another one since then, too. You know, and let's not forget about that Arizona governor that walked up to him and put her finger in the face. That could have been said as an assault.
Or intimidation threat. Yeah, she didn't touch him, but.
So, I mean, you know, where is the U.S. Marshals that you should be right on? And a person shouldn't even be able to get to the president that close up in his face. And you already know the situation ahead of time, that this person is a little volatile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They know all this stuff before the president, your personality, where you were born, and everything else before you get there. So why aren't you in place to cover him just in case the person may go out on left field? See, I don't understand that. Are you working for the president or are you working for your own agenda?
I don't know. I have
no
idea.
You know,
your
inquiring minds would like to know, because it didn't seem like Bush had that kind of a problem, either one of the Bushes, Daddy or Junior. Clinton didn't seem to have a problem. All of a sudden, because we have an African-American for a president, then there's a problem about coverage for him?
I don't know. But, see, that's the thing. There might have been other incidents. I cannot believe he's the only president that didn't deal with the Secret Service slipping. I don't. I just can't believe that. It's just either been covered up or maybe it's more visible now because he's in office. Who knows? But there's been more slip-ups. I am quite sure of that.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be. Well, to change the subject a little bit for people in Washington State, hopefully everybody turned in their ballots, which was due on August 5th, I believe. Was it August 5th?
Yeah.
When our ballots with it was a statewide vote, county vote, and city vote. And the two candidates for the Washington governor is for Democrats, Jay Inslee, and for Republicans, Rob McKenna. The candidates that are running for the Washington State Attorney General's position is Democrat Bob Ferguson and Republican Regan Dunn. For the U.S. Senator spot in Congress, that would be Democrat Marie Catwell and Republican Michael Baumgartner. And then the general election day, and hopefully everyone is registered, November 6, 2012. And if anybody is in any of those states where they're redistricting, which is pretty much a way of sabotaging votes, as in all of a sudden they have revised the grid of where you originally vote. So say you used to be able to vote in King County, but all of a sudden now the way they've redistricted you, you can only vote in Pierce County, which that never had been a part of your area. So make sure, one, you're registered to vote, two, you're registered in the area you're to vote, make sure you have your identification cards up to date. Just make sure you have everything up to par to make your vote count, because right now all cards are on the table, and people are trying to get played, regardless if it's Democrats or Republicans. People are trying to stop people's votes and make sure your vote is heard.
There you go. And let me give those regional roundups. Now, for the West region, we've got Alaska, California, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. Mountain region is Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Southwest is Arizona, problem state. New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. The plain states are Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Now, the Midwest, which is always a concern, is Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Now, the South region is Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Crackalacky,
Hello.
Tennessee, and Virginia, which is also known as the Bible Belt. The Mid-Atlantic is Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Now, the New England area is Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And that phone number again is area code 646-727-2914. Okay, go ahead, Shop.
Let's see if anybody heard a little pun. Was Mitt Romney is in his hometown giving a speech in front of people. And, boy, if he didn't get a chance to stick it out there, it feels good to be in my hometown. There's no question of me and Anna where we were born. And it's like, come on. You just got
that was a dig to Obama. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's come out previously and says, oh, I know President Obama is an American citizen. He was born in Hawaii. So what was the purpose of even stating that?
Just trying to bring something up to start messy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they both throw dirt on both sides because there's been things said about Romney wasn't true, as well as what they said about Obama. But, you know, just trying to do a little dig. That's what that is.
Oh, yeah. But those are pretty much the hot button issues. You had pretty much said a lot of them that I had already had down.
Okay.
So a lot of those were on minds. I know it's something I was going to say, and now I am. Well, what is your opinion on
VP? I want to know what's going to be done about illegal immigration. Now, what is it if they're here for 5 years, then they can get a card and they're able to drive and vote legally? Is that correct?
That I don't know. I do not know that much about immigration law, and I am having technical difficulties over here. So.
Oh, okay. I mean, everybody deserves a right to life. God knows. That's so true. But I'm just curious about the immigration law. What's going to be afforded to them that will not offend us Americans? You know what I mean? Because one of my things, as I spoke about earlier to you, was about the college education and what the University of Washington is doing. And this is through Cantwell, or either Patty Murray, I should say, our representative, of allowing the immigrants to come in and get an education at a great, great reduced cost.
Yes.
Two, that I think is not fair to us parents, single parents or married, that are paying for your children to go to college, and nobody's giving us a reduced cost. It's
nope.
Out front. If it's $5,000, I got to come up with $5,000 so you can make your semesters. But you're giving them, a person that hasn't worked here or been here or born here, you're going to give them benefit other than me, and I was born and raised in America. That I have a problem with. And everybody
I agree.
Education. But I have a problem.
Obama had passed. Gosh, what is it? I don't know if it was a law or something recently, or he's trying to pass, where if any adolescent. Is it if they're not 18 or below 13? I don't know exactly, but basically any illegal adolescent that's here will have the opportunity, will not have to fear being deported back to their hometown. Now, I'm not sure if that guaranteed them American citizenship or naturalization or what, but, yeah, they didn't have to worry about that. And I said, you know, I'm for us giving people chances that they would not receive from their own country. I do. My thing is make them go through, procedures or protocol to become a citizen instead of coming over here and reaping our benefits for free, because that's what it is. The word starts spreading, and you have a lot of foreigners that come over here and take advantage of this country. I mean, there's a lot of immigrants over here on welfare. Are you kidding me? Really?
Well, did you know this about the African culture? Because when they marry, it's not negate for the wife to take the husband's name. So, therefore, if she gets on welfare and they have anywhere from 3, 5, or 8 kids, they're still, the husband is still at home with them, probably working, and the wife is drawing a DSHS check.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I can say this truthfully because it was a gentleman that worked with us that his family was one of those doing it. And this man not only worked at the company that I worked with and owned a yellow cab, but his wife was getting a welfare check every month. I mean, we were pissed about that. You know, folks wanted to turn him in. They were pissed. How can you do that? And anybody else here, you know, the woman works, the man works, or either, you know, if you're a single parent, male or female, you're working on your own to provide for your family. You don't have any extra central help coming from the outside.
See, but this is what our politicians need to work on. Stop blowing smoke on my butt and get down on these things. And not just so much the border between Mexico and United States. I mean, because if you see Canada, I don't see Canada trying to rush over here to United States. Hell, if anything, Americans trying to go to Canada.
Yeah,
you know, so I understand. Canada
got universal health care.
Well, yes, you know, and of course they're not a poor country like Mexico. But it's also, okay, if we're going to bring them over, but then state laws within, if you come over here within 3 to 5 years, you know, you need to be a citizen. You need to be neutralized or at least have a working visa. You need to pay taxes. You know, of course, allow them and their families to have benefits. So that brings down the cost of taxpayers paying more and more into, well, I pay for someone who needs medical care, so I don't worry about that. But, you know, abide by the same laws, the same rules, the same regulations, everything that we have to within our own country. It just makes no sense to come over here and reap all these benefits because I, as an American, let me go over to some of these foreign countries. They're not going to be bending over backwards for me.
No, they're
not going to, oh, well, let's make sure we have it in English in our language. Well, let's make sure. I mean, like for our driver's test, we have it in 7 different languages. Are you kidding me? Really? But if you drive on the road, all you see is English. That's a problem. That
yep.
means you need to learn our country.
That's right. Because if you're in a foreign country, they're not changing their road signs in English. They're going to be
no.
in that country's language.
No.
And oh well, if you can't read it, oh well, so sad, you know.
Exactly. Now they may
we
have documents. I'm
go
sorry,
ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I just said we accommodate too much. I'm so sick in America of all this PC. We didn't have PC 30 years ago. I mean, some aspects of PC I can understand, but a lot of it is full of BS. United States needs to get off the PC and accept things as they are. And let's go on from here and do the best that we can for each other. There's always going to be problems here. But, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
when people don't get along. But all that PC stuff, come on, get off of it. I'm sick of it. And these gun shows, can you please send some federal agents in there to monitor these gun shows that might derail some of these crazy folks going in there buying guns? You
yes.
know, why aren't the people in there monitoring, especially gun shows? Like you said, you can just walk up to the counter and, like, boom, give me $400 or $500, buy you a gun, and walk out the show. Why isn't the federal government? I mean, how important is gun control? Maybe the NRA has more money in the pot than we realize.
Maybe. Well, like
okay.
I said, I am a Second Amendment believer. I am. I support the Second Amendment. But as long as it's within the legal ramification. You know, like I said, when the guns, when it was damn near like a murder every day across the United States, and, you know, people are really like, we need to look at the Second Amendment and maybe make some amendments within it, which would be very difficult. It's the Constitution. But people felt the need to walk into Starbucks with their gun and their holster on their side just to prove a point. What point is that proven? You know, that to me is ridiculous. There is no reason for you to come into Starbucks with your gun. There isn't. Now, should you be allowed to have a gun in your house for protection? Yes, you damn well should. Because if someone breaks into your house and you need to take care of your house or protect your house and your family by all means necessary, yes, have a gun in your house. Should you be able to carry a gun on you? Yes, if you have a concealed weapons permit. By all legal methods, yes, I think people should be able to carry a gun. But if you're out here badassing it illegally with a gun, no, you don't deserve it.
No, and they definitely need to start giving a lot of jail time to these people that sell guns to each other, illegal guns, or guns that have been used in criminal offense, and then they come up later in
mm-hmm.
another case or something. They need to start breaking down on those people, too, because there's a lot of illegal gun selling going on. You
oh,
know,
yeah, there is.
And they oh, yeah, they need to get on that. I want to speak on one more thing real quick before we get off the air. It was the Iraqi war. Why can't we close and shut that down? I know war generates money, but can't we generate goods within the United States to get money without having always, I mean, there's always going to be wars. It says that in the Bible, there always will be wars. But does it have to be that it just hurts us so bad economically? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they got all these private companies over there fighting in behalf of the United States or security. Let them have it. Quit paying all that money. Let those countries pay them to come in there and secure. If that's what they want. Why are we giving these companies, Blackstone or whoever they are, billions of dollars, not millions, billions, folks?
Hey,
you know,
I'm for it.
All the security, bring our guys back home and let them stay over there.
I just personally think this war is just ridiculous. We're no longer, well, certain, like you said, yeah, certain people are making money. Others are not. We're just losing too many people. And I think there is a deadline. Was it 2014, 2016, or something like that? Everyone should have been pulled out besides the remaining little trickle we'll leave there. But most of our military service should be back at home at that time.
But have you noticed, too, that we only go to war when with a country that we know that there's a benefit for us?
Oh, yeah.
There's not a benefit for them to go into Africa, to Rwanda or Sudan or some of those areas where people are, women are being raped just ruthlessly or people are being killed because there's nothing there. I guess the diamonds are in South Africa or whatever, and if it's not a benefit to the United States, then they don't go into that country. Well, that's too bad if that's the way we look at it.
Oh, yeah, we've always been like that, though. That's why it's always been beneficial to go to war. This is one war, though. It wasn't beneficial. This is one more that backfired on us. It really did. I mean, we could have gotten bin Laden and been done with this. It did not take almost 10 years to get bin Laden. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
Well, one more real quick before we end. Another issue is, if anybody knows, euthanasia, which is the right to die. Now, what do you think about that?
I think you should have the right to die.
I do.
I think you should have that right. I agree with that. And to tell people, no, you can't commit suicide or whatever. Who are you to tell somebody what they want with their life? If they decide they made a wrong decision and they committed suicide, talk to God about it when you get there.
There you go.
You know, but you have a right to your own life, however you want to live it. No, I think suicide is a coward way out, but you have that right. It's your life and free will. Next Sunday's show will be about, and thank you so much, everybody, for listening to us today. Our poll is Obama for president. Definitely, that is the result. Obama will be president in November. Next Sunday's show is psychic readings, and remember, one question per caller. And this particular Sunday, what we're going to do is people that, by the 10th caller, I should say, that caller is going to get a free reading for 30 minutes from Linus. So be sure and call in and check with us next Sunday. And we thank you, everybody, for joining us today in the studio with Linus, Chabonet, and Vernice. And remember to tell somebody that you love them and say thank you, Chabonet.
Everybody have a good evening, and please be safe this Labor Day weekend. We know we like to get a party on, but you want to get it on safely.
Amen. That is the word. Thank you, and we'll see you next Sunday. Take care, everybody.